How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's back to the Fan After Dark right here on 105.3 The Fan. This segment's brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel & Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105.3 The Fan. Fred, Jake, Blake, little FBJ action for you, huh?
My name is Ben. I was the one that said y'all's voice sounded weird after I went to a concert, and it changed the way I heard y'all for a while. What's up, Ben?
Ben.
At work being a fatty.
469, I'm Chauncey. I text all the time and never got a shout-out. Love you. Shout-out, Chauncey.
Shout-out, Chauncey.
Last name, Billups.
Hopefully you're in better legal standing than he is right now.
From the 972, Fred, don't stop saying look. That's your style. F that texter. LOL.
Ben,
I am going to work on mitigating how many times I say it. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah, I do say it a lot now that and I appreciate the texter for bringing it to my attention. But I do think I do great radio. But that's me. All right, let's. By the way, we have Bonnie Bernstein on the show tomorrow. I'm very excited about that. I have one question. Okay, here we go real quick from the 214. Fred, and this is a good point, and he texted this earlier, and I'm going to respond to this before we get to the fatties on the phone. Referring to the Hispanic Olivia Munn at the gym. For the 214, Fred should have to talk to the girl next time, like y'all be making Trevor do, and we need an update by next week. Here's why that's not going to happen, at least not anytime soon.
I would pay to see this. I would love to see Fred full up Riz in real time. Not anybody he already knows. I'm talking about on the spot. What's up, shoddy? Let's get them digits rolling.
Here's why.
Jacob, do you think Fred softens his voice when he's trying to flirt? Or do you think it's the exact same he's talking to us now? Or do you think he kind of softens it up? Hey, how are you?
No, I think he's assertive.
Hey, yeah, number assertive. Now. Hey, places you. To be. Look.
Let's get down to brass tacks, guys. Come on.
Fair or foul, you're not giving me your number.
Fair or foul. The gym is, and you and I have talked about this, the gym is hard to spit game at.
Correct. People are there to work.
Not to mention, that's my time. Mm-hmm. All right. One of the things I love about the gym I'm at now, and I haven't hollered at a girl at the gym in a while. Actually, no, I take that back. I did last year, and I got...
Oh, the ball.
The ball girl.
The ball.
The ball girl.
This dude brought the ball back to her. You're a real OG fatty if you know the ball story. The orange ball.
You're a ball knower if you know the ball story. But no, I just...
Are you just jaded from that? Maybe?
No, and you know what? At the end of the day, I'm kind of glad that worked out the way it did.
Have you everything seen her worked, since?
Well,
or was that a different gym?
That was a different gym. Yeah, that was at LA Fitness.
She's just waiting for you to come back.
No.
He never came back.
I seriously.
She's going at different times to try to run into you.
I seriously doubt it. No, because I like being in my little bubble at the gym. Mm-hmm. You know? And the thing about recomp is that you can do that at mm-hmm. recomp. Mm-hmm. You can be in your own little world and not mess with anybody or be messed with. So I'm going to keep it that way. It's one of those things, let the game come to you. All right? If we cross paths, so be it. If not, Fred's not going to lose any sleep over it. Okay? Also, for the guy that asked me how many times I do 225, over, under 6.5, what are we talking about here?
Okay? Over is hitting?
I just did 10 the other day. Give me a break.
That was a warm-up.
Give me a break. 6.5, 225. I crap 225. Get out of here. All right, let's go to, let's jump out to the phones.
Someone said, does Fred use Cialis or pre-workout?
Yeah, I saw that. Not funny. Not funny.
He doesn't like that.
No, I don't.
He's a blue chugan.
Let's go.
First of all, I drink coffee.
Use testosterone is what he uses.
I use steroids like a real man.
Hey, no. I'll dabble with a little pre-workout from time to time if I'm feeling real sluggish, but for the most part, I just drink coffee. All right, let's go out to our boy Ty in Fort Worth. What's up, Ty?
How are you guys tonight?
Man, we are on one tonight.
Well, my me and my teammate Bryce are the pickleball champions of the team.
Let's go.
Went out there to Chicken and Pickle and beat every one of our teammates.
So you did what? You
played pickleball.
Pickleball. Okay, pickleball. Yeah. Okay. All right. You know, I've only played pickleball like once.
And you probably lost.
I don't know. I'm not very good at it.
And we beat our team 11-4, 11-2, and then 12-10.
Look at you, dude. I mean, just a stellar athlete. I mean, is there anything you can't do, Ty?
Play football.
Don't cut yourself off, Ty. You're 13.
A lot of time. By the way, we had another 13-year-old text in. Laird texted into the show.
Laird?
Yeah, you want to say anything to Laird?
Who the heck are you?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully, maybe he heard that.
Hopefully he's calling in.
I mean, it takes a special kind of person to call in, doesn't it, Ty?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what's the story for this weekend? You got a tournament or what?
Nope.
No tournament this weekend?
Well, this week is Mother's Day, so.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it is Daddy, Mother's Day.
Get your mother a good present.
That's a good call by you.
And tell her happy birthday.
Well, do you tell her happy birthday or just tell her happy Mother's Day?
Hey. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy birthday, you might be a little thrown off.
Like for our, like with Blake, and incidentally, Blake and I's mothers both have the same birthday.
They do.
How about that?
Really?
How's that for craziness?
I'm tripping out right now.
He said he's tripping out right now.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a world.
I'm out here again swinging the new bat. Just as many dry hacks as I can.
That's all you can do, bro. That's all you can do. When you come up to the studio?
What?
When are you going to come up to the studio and hang out?
I don't know.
With your father.
Obviously.
Probably when I can drive.
Yeah, Fred.
Oh, so you got a few years. All right. Well, you know, I mean, you know, something to shoot for.
I don't know.
All right.
Nobody wants to drive out to Dallas. Sorry, guys, I'm only 13, but.
Yeah.
Drivers, y'all are crazy. Like, nobody wants to be out there.
Look, I don't put anything past you, Ty. I mean, that's really, it's more of a testament to just you being able to do anything you put your mind to.
There you go.
That's really what it is.
I mean, my dad's in Atlanta right now, so.
Your dad's what?
In Atlanta.
For work?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. That's why you're on the phone. That's why you're on the dad's away. You're over here. You've blown us up two nights in a row now. We didn't hear from you for like 2 weeks, Ty. Were you in trouble?
Yeah, you got in trouble, didn't you?
No.
No, you told us. Remember the last time we heard him, Ty was getting yelled at on the phone.
Yeah, you were.
He said, I got to go, guys.
Yeah,
I got to go.
I got to go, click.
Well, I wasn't getting yelled at. I just had to go do dishes. Oh, and he was wondering. Okay. He was just wondering why I was upstairs for so long.
Okay. Fair enough.
Nice save.
All right, final. Give us something to give the fatties and Tolo something to your final salvo.
Hey, at least we're interested in sell tonight. We did not sell.
Rangers didn't sell. Fred, we got to get Fred's ears checked. He said, at least the Rangers didn't sell tonight.
No,
shout
didn't.
Out to you, Ty.
No, they didn't.
We're not going to sell tonight, but we are going to get BTA tomorrow.
Easy, Ty. Oh, Mackenzie Gore's on the bump tomorrow.
That's my
Come
guy,
on.
Ty.
Well, I mean, we got Mackenzie Gore on the bump, and then we have the Rangers offense tomorrow.
All right, real quick, yes or no, does Mackenzie Gore go six innings tomorrow?
I want to say no, but he will go five.
Okay, we'll take that.
He'll go seven now.
We'll take that. Ty.
He'll go five, and Cole Wynn will come in, or Rogar will come in and blow it. So
Rogar's on the IL right now, okay? Calm down, Ty. Right? You know what? Your dad's gone. You're awfully sassy tonight, Ty. Awfully sassy tonight. All right, you got to go to bed. You need to go to bed.
All right.
Get some sleep. Go to bed. All right, let's go to Chris in Fort Worth. What's up, Chris?
Man, I'm glad I didn't see Ty by walking by the river tonight because he would have pumped me. But
might have hit you with that new bat is. Who knows?
I know. But I like the Mavs hot new hire.
Okay.
And I think you guys will get back to being in a playoff team. Unlike other teams that are already in the playoffs.
Who, that are getting beat by 25 tonight?
I only speak to playoff teams, so I don't want to speak about anything else.
Well, Colorado's outscored you guys, what, 15-10 or 15-7 or something like that? I mean, I know it's been a lot to a little.
I didn't know how fast them boys were.
Yeah. Well, you found out. You found out. You learned today.
Yeah, quick too. But also, to do some references that Fred, you may get, Blake won't, is number one, the Rossini, what's your boy, Vrabel thing?
Vrabel, yeah.
To quote Chris Rock, if I'm Rossini's husband,
yeah,
all I can say is, I don't agree with it, but I understand.
Well, look, hey, Chris Rock has also said you're only as faithful as your options, right? So there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. And then also...
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Public service announcement. When you talk about presidents and hilarious presidents,
mm-hmm.
We live in Dallas. People need to go to the, regardless of your political affiliation, like the George Bush Presidential Library, and anywhere you're at a place with a presidential library.
Yeah.
They're very good, interesting, very insightful.
Absolutely.
And the last reference is, now watch me hit this drive.
I know exactly what you're talking about. All-time goated line. Let's go out to Clay in Waxahachie. What's up, Clay?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Living the dream, friend.
There you go. Hey, just wanted to bring a couple of points. But begin with, I'm just going to say that Ty is awesome. I hope he keeps calling in every chance he gets.
He sure does.
Exactly. But my second point was going to be, on Monday, I called about Jason Kidd and asked y'all how you felt about his prospects as continuing to be the coach of the Mavericks. How do y'all feel about him right now?
Whew, man. I mean, look, Blake and I went into it last night, and of course, obviously, it was the topic du jour today. I think they keep him for one more year. I think they just owe him too much money. You consider what the last 18 months have looked like, and the question I have is, and now, look, I mean, it's not like the DeMonts and the Adelsons aren't worth billions of dollars, so, I mean, who am I to pocket watch and say $25 million is too much, especially if, I mean, here's the, I think this is the takeaway that I have gleaned from the last 24 hours. If Ujiri wants him gone, I think he's gone.
As we learned today, Ujiri is the boss.
He's the dude, right? He's got.
Well, that's the reason I was questioning it on Monday. That's the whole reason I was questioning it.
He definitely didn't give Jason Kidd job security. That's definitely clear. So it's definitely up on the table for both options.
All right. Now, my last point that I was going to make is, I wish to God they would replace the national TV shows that they do on the weekends and every other chance they get with y'all, because y'all are so much more entertaining.
Oh.
And every doggone time that they put those national shows on there,
yeah,
that's when I flip over to one of the country stations.
Well, man, I don't mind a country station.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, Clay, in Waxahachie. Blake and I would love to do a Westwood One show, but they require, and I say require, they insist on one-man booths.
Yeah, so we'll have to kind of split personalities throughout.
And, you know, I mean, look, could I talk for 4 hours straight? Probably. Do I want to? No. So there's a difference.
Hey, but it ain't got to be for a whole 4 hours or whatever like the G-Bag does, you know?
Yeah.
But by God, I just love listening to y'all so much more than I do listening to those national programs.
I'm gonna make that my ringtone. I appreciate you.
Clay, you're the best.
Hey guys, y'all take care. Love y'all to death.
Hey, man, appreciate you, brother.
To death.
To death. To death. To the death.
Doesn't just love us. To death. Shout out to Clay.
Shout out to Clay, man. What a guy. Let's go out to Chauncey in Dallas.
This is Billups
following up the text with the phone call. What's up, Chauncey?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing tonight, fellas?
Man, we are any better to be illegal.
I know, that's right.
Fred's always hey, got man. Something to say.
Always, man. He got to say something.
Can't complain.
Hey, man. So, I got some things I want to get off my chest, man, with this Dallas sports world stuff, man. I can't believe these Dallas Mavericks fans are still fans after what happened to Luka. I'm still salty about that. I don't care, man. I love Cooper Flagg to death. He's going to be great. But, man, this is what they get, all right? This is what they get this year, all right? The Dallas Stars, man, I don't know what you're going to do with them, man. I don't know what you're going to do, man. I'm disappointed in the Dallas Stars. It broke my heart, man. Every year. It's worse than the Cowboys. They're expected to go do something at least, you know? Mm. I don't know, man.
Well, Chauncey, you're not wrong about that, and I think that's the million-dollar question going into this offseason with the Stars is what do they do? Now, two things that I heard today that make a lot of sense. Number one, and I think it was like the broadcaster for the Wings that was on KNC today, and he made a great point that when you look at the Stars, the Panthers, and the Edmonton Oilers, those three teams have played more hockey in the last 4 years than any other NHL team. And right. Florida didn't make it. And both Edmonton and the Stars got knocked out in the first round. I think there's definitely something to be said for they just were tired hockey teams. Plus, you wonder just how hurt the Stars were. I don't care what anybody says. You're not going to tell me Mikko wasn't hurt. All right? Right. You know, right. Jamie Benn was worthless.
Thomas Harley.
Okay? Thomas Harley was a shell of himself, right? And our own Black Adam pointed out, you know, their third and fourth lines are older. Okay, so yes, we need an infusion of youth, and yes, you've got Wyatt Johnson, yes, you've got Jason Robertson, yes, you've got Maverick Bork, but you've also got some old guys on the back end as well. So I feel like, you know, look, we had Gavin Spittle on this weekend. Maybe getting knocked out early wasn't such a bad thing. Give these guys some rest, get healthy. You're going to have another year under Gullitson, and if anybody can make a move, you would believe it's going to be Jim Neal. So. Right. You know, take that with a grain of salt, my friend.
Hey, Fred, see, this is where I get the knowledge from right here. This is why I listen in. This is why I tune in to you guys, man, to get that good knowledge. I like that. I love it.
Chauncey! We try, Chauncey. What a call.
Sir. Yes, sir.
What a call. Call anytime, Chauncey. OG Fatty, right? You just got OG Fatty status right there.
Someone gave you another Fredism to say when people call, better than I deserve.
See.
How you doing, guys?
Better than I deserve. I mean, I've heard that. I might use it. Who knows? Last call. Take us home. Michael in Dallas.
Hey, how's it going? Long-time texter, sometime tweeter.
This guy. Yeah, I mean, what are you doing? You can't tell Degenerate Jake that this is Diamond Mike? I even said, while our boy Chauncey was on the phone, I said, Michael, is that Diamond Mike? And he goes, well, he called in and said he was Michael. I see how it is.
Hey, man, you know, I kind of, you know. Those.
You trying to be incognito? Is that what it is? You trying to be incognito?
Okay, Vrabel.
Is that what's going on?
Vrabel.
What do you got? You got Dino Rossini sitting next to you or what?
Hey, I missed y'all from the draft show because I could not get a $50 Uber to go all the way to the other side of Fort Worth.
And I ain't mad
then,
at you
for
that.
It's just been 2 weeks. I called in when Pelon was having this little, dating, advice, which was kind of great.
Yeah.
And I got knocked off because, he went. That was a good story.
We haven't heard from him story. Either.
Yeah, so then, so I was like, man, I felt like MJ just out playing baseball, just missing. I said, I need to come back, man. So I'm wearing the 45 now, so okay. I got to time so I get that, that's that 23.
Fair.
So
that's fair.
I gotta be Michael from Dallas, man. So
wait a minute, what's up with your car, dude? What's up with your car?
What car?
Well, you said you when you're going out to Fort Worth, you were going to have to Uber.
Because he was going
to
drink.
Oh.
Yeah, come on.
Well, like, you forget that I forget.
Hey, Fred, I live like you used to live, and I'm doing it now.
Well, that's fair. See, if you lived in Louisville, you could have got a ride. I mean, it was me and Vernon, man. We were bebopping all around Fort Worth after the show that night.
I have three. I have to have five just to, play, right?
But you're being safe. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I got a couple of takes. The Stars kind of just getting on my nerve, but it's okay. Stars are the only ones bringing attention, so it happened. That's hockey, but we're going to figure it out just because we did bring in a coach that was a power play kind of expert, and we did not get the power play goals that we needed. Then going down to the Rangers, I'm going down to the wire that we're sounding like the same broken record. Everybody's saying, just give it a chance. Just give it a chance. And I'm not going to give it a chance. I had a big old argument with my boy saying, like, there's nothing different than last year and the year before that. And the fact that, 2023 now was an anomaly. That was because we got Josh Daniels' team that got built. They kicked him out, and T.Y. came in and just put a little quick of a tweak, and he won. And we already know that Ray Davis said he ain't going to spend money. So when people are saying we're going to have a free agent and we're going to have a big bat, I don't think that's going to happen. Ray, the owner just said we're going to go with young talent in our farm system. That's how we start the system. So I don't like how C-Way is kind of like Jerry Jones saying, well, we're going to do this in the tweet.
Yeah.
So the Rangers can't hit. And now that we look at it, we got two old pitchers, so we got to look at Leiter and Kumar to be some type of beast in that. So I'm done with the Rangers. Exactly. The fact that, you know, Josh Young is our best hitter, but he started off bad. So Rangers, they're a 6-7 team. I'm not fooled anymore. They're a 6-7 team, and that's how I'm going at it. I'm just waiting until September so I can get some discount tickets. I'm going to get some more titles, and I'm going to get my hat. That's all I'm waiting for. Now,
Michael
with the Mavericks,
Dallas.
Oh, man, the Mavericks. Now, I'm looking at what we're going to do with Jason Kidd. He had that kind of talk like, hey, I'm talking like a GM. You know, maybe he gets moved up in the back. So I kind of feel like his juice is kind of just now leaving. He's kind of
– oh, no, his juice is squeezed. He's done.
Exactly. So we're going to figure out who we're going to put around Cooper Flagg. You know, some type of Pat Riley type of guy that's just going to put Cooper Flagg, because now I'm looking at it, and the league needs somebody. Hey, conspiracy, we're talking about presidents and everything. We need an American face to the NBA.
Cooper Flagg is it. Listen to you.
We're over here looking at Luka. We're over here looking at Doncic, but then everybody gets mad at Doncic because he doesn't celebrate. Everybody gets mad at Luka because he cries about play. But we got this one guy in Dallas, Texas, when we ask him, hey, Flagg, what type of music you listen to? I really don't.
We asked him that. We asked him what music and movie he listened to. He said he doesn't listen to music.
No, he really doesn't.
Exactly. So he's the guy that, I guess, in American basketball, especially that everybody's trying to promote the world, NFL and the NBA, they're just forgetting about American people. They want to put it to the world. And we need to remind them that that Dream Team in 92, it was all American. So Cooper Flagg is going to be that guy that's going to just bring basketball back to where it's at. Here, where it started, in Kansas, where Rock Chalk Fred has been to the motherland.
Look, good take. Michael in Dallas, what a call. I'll tell you what, we are up against it and then some. Michael, great stuff from you. All the fatties, you guys came through in spades tonight. All right, let's do a little jaking off. I don't know if we're going to have time. We might jake off at 11 o'clock. Either way, we got to go. Well, we're not leaving the show. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Lots more to get to. This is Fan After Dark.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.